the Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin is a transitional halacha. As in Perek Ches, the Rambam seems to shift his focus from the Lamed to Lilmod. But it's a fitting place to finish insofar as it actually deals with a specific halacha. Remember, the Rambam introduced effectively Takanas Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla, the Gemara Baba Basra, Daf Chaf Aleph, in Halacha Vav. And it's a fitting place to finish, as you'll see, because it actually takes us back to the conceptual core of Lilmod Ulamed. So the Rambam, you know, really magnificently in this halacha, weaves together a specific halacha that he's trying to teach, which is apropos of the previous halacha, namely, what is the financial arrangement that goes into institutionalized learning? Now, this was not a question that came up before there was institutionalized learning. If you're teaching your child, you probably weren't charging him tuition, right? Maybe you had to do a few chores around the household, but that was pretty much it. But once you had institutionalized learning, then there became a financial and economic aspect to the question, one that our community has failed to resolve. So in any event, the Rambam's...
Today
we are privileged and honored to have the privilege of buying Rambam. So the Rambam begins this discussion based on, just if you want to know what the sources that he's working off of in the Gemara Nedarim Daf Lamed Zayin, Bechoros Daf Chavtes, and the Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Chavtes. So he weaves together these three Gemaras in the following presentation. Hayamakom. Excuse me. Hayeminag haMedina likach malamid alitidoko schar notin lo scharo. So the Rambam says, if it's the practice in your locale to pay for the malamid tinokos that he introduced kiven sheish kiven shemba in halacha vav, so then you do have to pay. V'chayev alamdo b'schar ad sheyikra torah shebichsav kula. And there's a chiyuv on the malamid that he has to at least complete all of Tanakh. You know, at minimum, all of Tanakh. Chayev alamdo b'schar. So you can't just refuse to educate, at least until the child has done all of Torah Shebichsav. He's not obligated to educate, even with payment beyond that. Now, makum shenagu lamid Torah Shebichsav bischar, muta lamid bischar. But the Rambam is now introducing a distinction that he didn't introduce in the beginning of the halacha. Aval Torah Shebal Peh, when it comes to Torah Shebal Peh, where the exact boundary of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh is a little bit murky. The Yerushalmi says that Targum is part of Torah Shebichsav. It's quoted by the Agos Memunios, but the exact boundary between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh, I admit, is a little bit murky. Obviously, if you're only reading Psukim, that's Torah Shebichsav, but what about Meforshim, etc.? About Torah Shebal Peh, Oser Lelamda Bischar, Shene'emar. The Pasuk says, in the context of Moshe Rabbeinu and Sefer Tvarim, learning a yeshiva is learning this year, Re'eli Mati Eschem Chukim U'mishpatim Kasher Tzivani Hashem Elokai, Asos came to Karev Aret, etc., etc. So Re'eli Mati Eschem Chukim U'mishpatim, Chukim U'mishpatim relate to Torah Shebal Peh, Ma'ani Bechinam Lamati. This is the Rambam's unique formulation. So instead of just saying, I taught you Bechinam, and so therefore you should teach Bechinam, the Rambam has a dual formulation. It's very subtle, and it needs to be understood. Ma'ani bechinam lamati af atem lamatem bechinam imeni. So the Rambam isn't just saying it's on the level of the Lamed, but even at the level of Lilmod. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught me for free, but he formulates as, just as I learned without having to pay, you learned without having to pay. Re'eli mati eschem kukim imishvatim kasher tzivani Hashem elokai. In other words, I learned without having to pay, and you also were privileged to learn without having to pay. Just one second, Ephraim. And then the Rambam goes on to say, but at the level of Lamed as well, not just the level of Lilmod, says, V'chein kishetalamdu ledoros limdu b'chinam kemo shalimadtem imeni. Okay, so again, there's a dual aspect. Just like I learned, Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't charging me, right, at all. He didn't offer a lunch program, lechem lo chalti mayim lo shtisi, but nonetheless, he didn't charge me. So too, you learn for free. And when you teach ledoros, just as I taught you for free, so you should also teach for free. So both at the level of Lilmod Ulamed, what are we doing in terms of our communal structure of Talmud Torah? We're mimicking Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe learned for free, so we should learn for free. Moshe taught for free, we should teach for free. And the Rambam is setting up the next line, Lacha, then we'll get to you, Ephraim. The Rambam is setting up this very important idea. You know, let's say your learning experience is not for free. Let's say your Rebbe maybe does the wrong thing and he charges. Does that mean that your teaching experience should, you know, then you have carte blanche? The Rambam says no. Lo matzamishi lamdu bechinam Yilamda bischar shnemar emes kinei. Yachol yilamid le'acherim bischar. Are you allowed to mimic that particular Rebbe who charged tamalomar ve'al timkor? Even if you had to be a buyer, don't actually be a seller. In other words, even if your lomod experience wasn't bechinam, your lalamid experience still should be bechinam. Halamata she'asa lalamid bischar. Afal pi shalimdo rabo bischar. The Rambam is saying this is a chiddush here. Even if your lomod experience, you did have to pay, perhaps wrongly, that doesn't justify you collecting that money back from the community. Now, in terms of what's going on here, in all yeshivas in the world, there are basically three different approaches. One of them is that it's considered tzchar batala, and you could have done other things. Another one is considered tzchar shimur. Now, halachically speaking, shimur usually only applies to young children, because otherwise they'll run around and do dangerous things. I always say it applies more to older kids than to younger kids, 100%. I would say the opposite of all the Rishonim on that point, so that's another possibility. And then the Balei Tosfos and the... Yeah, high school, you could trust them on your own, right? And then the third approach in the Rishonim, Tosfos takes this approach, the Rush takes this approach as well, is to suggest that even if it's not Schar Shimur, Schar Batala, if this is the only thing that the person is involved in, so he has to be Mefarnes, his family, as well, so there's some legitimacy for payment as well. But it's a really fascinating thing. Again, the distinction between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, that the dynamic of Torah Shebaal Peh, where the Rebbe Talmud relationship expresses itself even further, is where we have a stronger sense of Ma'ani Bechinam Afatem Bechinam. And I just want to take 20 seconds before concluding and then going to Ephraim to try to delineate that point. What is the basis of the distinction between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh? Just a very fascinating thing. Yes, in the pasuk it says, "Veli Mati Yischam Chukim Yishbatim." So I want to suggest the following: that when it comes to Torah Shebaal Peh, the Rebbe Talmud relationship is that much more significant. Especially Meikra Din Midaraisa, this stuff was never supposed to be written down. Right? It was written down times of Rebbe Yehuda Anasi. That was a violation. Eis Lasos Hashem Heferu Sorasecha. So once you understand that in the Rebbe Talmud relationship expressed itself primarily in the role of Torah Shebaal Peh, maybe that's where we were particularly concerned about money getting involved, that be turning into a job and rather than turning into vocation rather than an avocation and a passion. When it comes to Torah Shebichsav is, to quote from the Rambam in a different context, Hare Munach Va'omer Umuchan Lakol Kol Mi Sherotza Yavo V'Yitol. It's already written out for you. So the Rebbe is there as your instructor, as your guide in terms of mastering Torah Shebichsav. But the role of the Rebbe in Torah Shebichsav is arguably quite different than the role of the Rebbe in Torah Shebaal Peh, and that might account for the distinction between Ma'ani Bechinam Afatem Bechinam being more pronounced in Torah Shebaal Peh than it would be in Torah Shebichsav. Again, the Rambam is not saying that Torah Shebichsav, there's a din that you have to charge, and he says it's really taloi in the Minhag HaMakom, etc.